USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
It's an increase in migrants being apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, including a record number of unaccompanied children crossing over in March. President Joe Biden's coordinator on the southern border, Roberta Jacobson, will leave her post at the end of the month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News Sunday criticized the Biden administration's management of the crisis.
This problem will continue to get worse because of the policies that have been adopted by the Biden administration. What the president could do is to immediately put back in place the Remain in Mexico protocols that were established in the prior administration. He could continue to build the wall along the border in South Texas. He could send a stronger message. These people should not be coming here.
Migrant families will now be held at hotels in the Phoenix area due to the influx. This is USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The first state to adopt a police bill of rights is the first to repeal it.
Maryland's Democrat-controlled legislature on Saturday moved to pass a sweeping police reform package, becoming the first state in the nation to do so and overriding Republican Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes in the process. The state's police bill of rights covered due process for officers accused of misconduct. The new law will also give more oversight power to civilians. Governor Hogan said he had to veto the bills to, quote, keep Marylanders safe.
Brandon Gunzel reporting from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau. Iran Sunday describes a blackout at its underground atomic facility as an act of nuclear terrorism, raising regional tensions as world powers and Tehran continue to negotiate over its tattered nuclear deal. While there's no immediate claim of responsibility, suspicion fell immediately on Israel, where its media nearly uniformly reported a devastating cyber attack orchestrated by the country caused the blackout. Epic Times reports details remain few about what happened early Sunday morning at the facility, which has been targeted by sabotage in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The CDC has extended restrictions on cruise ships until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, the season is canceled. We're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining those impacts it is having on the state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order. Former President Donald Trump, in a speech to GOP donors on Saturday, predicted the party would win back the legislature in 2022 and a Republican would win in 2024. Epic Times reports Trump made the remarks at a keynote address at a Republican National Committee donor summit in Florida. The first flight of NASA's Mars Ingenuity helicopter has been delayed.
The space agency says it noticed a timing issue during a test of the helicopter's rotors on Friday and decided to delay the flight to no earlier than April 14th. The team says that Ingenuity is safe and healthy and communicated its full telemetry set back to Earth. If successful, Ingenuity's flight will be the first time that humans have achieved powered flight on the surface of another planet. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.